We're talking about subatomic physics or quantum physics, along with a few other little doodads I'm going to throw in, just a hodgepodge of different interesting ideas I've collected over the years. Some of them are my own. Most of them I've, you know, picked up from reading here and there, but it's fascinating stuff. It'll blow your mind. Truth is stranger than fiction. We do live in a bizarre world, a bizarre universe, and we'll be looking at some of those bizarre anomalies on today's show. I hope you guys were all entertained last night watching Emperor Gluteus Maximus. I know I was. Oh, what a disgusting display of filthy, wretched hypocrisy. I don't know what makes me more sick, his disgusting, disgraceful lies, or the fact that all you heard was... Oh, every 5 seconds, you just want to slap these people. What a bunch of kiss-ups. Oh, it's so sickening to watch. I could only take about 5 minutes of it, and I just had to turn it off. I just wanted to vomit. Every single thing to come out of that scoundrel's mouth, if that was his mouth. You know, you can't tell with these scumbags which end you're dealing with because they crap out both sides, and, you know, both sides look the same, so you really can't tell. But anyway, he was crapping out one of his sides anyway, and it's just so sickening. Monstrosities, every last one of them, bunch of filthy traitorous pigs. And you know, everything that came out of his mouth, and of course, as you might guess, 9/11 got thrown in there as always, and how he's saving us, keeping us safe, and bringing democracy to the world. I'm just so sick and tired of it. Who actually falls for this crap anymore? Sickening. I had a poll this morning on AOL. I went in to check my email, and I saw the poll, and I'm like, oh, I just got to respond to this, because I wanted to see what the, you know, after you respond, you get the results, you know. And sure enough, I mean, they can't even hide it anymore. His popularity is so bad. They rightly called him a lame duck. And so I responded to the poll, and sure enough, I mean, the whopping majority of people give him, you know, extreme disapproval ratings. You know, you see this huge bar across the screen, highly disapprove, huge bar, and then, you know, strongly approve, this tiny little, you almost can't even see it, you know. So that was cool. I was glad to see that. The majority still do not approve of this guy. But of course, the whopping bulk of those that don't approve are probably, you know, Hillary supporters. Oh, man, so what's the difference? But anyway, great show lined up today, guys. I'll be getting into that discussion after the break. First, let me mention or re-mention an important longtime RBN sponsor, Herbal Healer Academy. It's providing a free catalog, guys, to all RBN listeners, and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on their ongoing research on natural health. So visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to www.herbalhealer.com. Again, that's herbalhealer.com, herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products, and it's got many different specials. So once again, check out their website, herbalhealer.com, and I think you'll find it very useful, very helpful information, not to mention the products themselves. Okay, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, guys, back to Two Threats Radio. Going to be talking, like I said today, about some interesting anomalies, not just in the subatomic world, mostly there, but we're going to be bouncing around. Just talking about weird weird phenomena in nature. For example, I want to talk first about reappearing shapes. I actually put together a book. It's several hundred pages long. I just, for the past few years, I've been collecting photographs of all kinds of different natural phenomena and showing how shapes keep reoccurring or, popping up all over the place in the natural world. And you've got to start asking why. This is something most people pass right over, don't give much thought to. But I started collecting these pictures, and I'm like, son of a gun, it's incredible. No matter where you look. For example, spirals. Galaxies, of course, are spiral shapes. But so are a great many sunspots, believe it or not. We have spiral nebulas out in deep space, these gaseous clouds. Some of them are actually shaped in spiral forms. We've got, of course, whirlpools. Everybody's seen those at one time or other. Hurricanes and tornadoes, of course, are spirals. Some aurora, the aurora borealis, the northern lights, or australis, the southern lights. Sometimes they shape into spirals. Mars's north polar ice cap is a spiral. Did you know that graphite crystals form in spiral shapes? Of course, many seashells form spirals. Why? Why is it? No matter what scale we look at, no matter what part of nature we look at, whether it's in the microscopic realm, whether it's in the macroscopic realm, whether it's here on Earth or out in deep space, whether it's living or non-living, it doesn't matter. We see spirals all over the place. Sunflower seed arrangements form in a spiral. Daisy pollen spore segments arrange in a spiral. Baby ferns or fiddleheads take on a spiral shape. How about squash tendrils as the squash plant begins to sprout? That forms a spiral. Flower petal arrangements are very often in spirals. Thistle, Certain cactus plants form beautiful spirals. Pine cones, if you look at them edge on, you know, at the very tip, you get a spiral, especially at the base. You can see a beautiful spiral. In fact, spirals going in two different directions that run into each other. Begonia leaves. Romanesque cauliflower. Certain types of plankton, foraminifers, diatoms, and radiolarians. Those are microscopic sea creatures, are often in awesome-looking spiral shapes. Certain crinoid crowns form spirals. Little sea creatures. They look like plants. They're actually in the mollusk family. Christmas tree worms. If you don't know what those are, Google those. Those are wild-looking. Spirals. Beautiful spirals. Certain types of coral. Some shark egg cases form spirals. Certain beaver burrows. They actually burrow into the ground in a spiral pattern. Some bacteria and amoeba colonies form excellent spirals. Algae, groups of algae, they form spiral shapes. Upon fertilization, frog eggs produce spiral calcium waves across their surfaces. Sea slugs and certain insects lay their eggs in a spiral pattern. Some turtle shell scutes have spiral patterns on them. Ram and other animal horns, antlers, and even tusks often grow in spiral shapes. Some spider webs are spun in a spiral shape. Bananas, believe it or not, grow in spirals. The cochlea of the human ear is an excellent spiral. The humerus bone is a twisted spiral. How about DNA strands? On and on and on it goes. Why? Why is the spiral such a common shape in nature? But guess what? It's more than that. I mean, there's more shapes than that that keep reoccurring. In fact, let's move on to hexagons. For some reason, hexagons pop up all over the place in nature. Honeycombs are a beautiful example. Bees make their honeycombs, the little cells of the honeycomb, in perfect six-sided hexagons. Why is that? How is that? How about a lot of crystals? Quartz crystals, for example, form excellent hexagons. Beautiful six-sided shapes. How about snowflakes? Every single snowflake is different, yet every single snowflake is formed with hexagon patterns. The overall shape is a hexagon, but if you look at it carefully, there's hexagons within the hexagon. Some snowflakes are made of literally thousands of hexagons. What's up with that? Pineapple skins often form hexagonal shapes. Banana skins, believe it or not, have six sides to them all the way around the banana. Fly, bee, and grasshopper eye lenses are six-sided. Turtle shell scutes, a lot of them are six-sided. Komodo dragon skin, if you look at it close, is made up of hexagonal shapes. There's certain corals that form hexagons, some types of diatoms, algae, radiolarians, again, these microscopic creatures. Daisy pollen is grouped together, forming hexagonal shapes. Certain flowers and cactus plants, again, hexagons. Mud cracks are often six-sided. You know, they form six-sided little islands, if you will, of mud. Did you know that any liquid heated from below, just before coming to the boiling point, form little hexagonal shapes? Perfect hexagonal surfaces. Saturn's North Pole has a hexagonal-shaped cloud. Electron micrographs of certain muscle tissues show hexagonal patterns. And again, that list can go on and on. How about pentagonal shapes? Five-sided. Apple cores. Did you know if you slice an apple across its midsection, right through the core, you'll see a perfect star? Did you guys ever try that? Check it out. Don't slice it, you know, through where the stem is. Slice it the other way, through its equator, if you will. And you'll see that its core forms a perfect star shape. Then, of course, there's the star fruit. There's the diosma seed pod is a perfect star. Certain cactus plants form excellent pentagrams or star shapes. Various types of flowers do this. Starfish, of course. Sand dollars have a star pattern on them. Some urchins, sea urchins, form perfect pentagrams. Certain diatoms, some crystal faces, such as pyrite, form perfect pentagrams. Moss leaf cells are pentagrams. Certain amoebas, and again, mud cracks, as well as forming hexagonal shapes, often they form pentagonal shapes. Why do these same patterns keep popping up? How about concentric patterns, circles within circles? You find these all over the place in nature. Some obvious examples, of course, are tree rings, stalactites. If you slice them, you know, you'll see these circular growth rings. Agate and malachite, they show these banded circular patterns, circles within circles. Obsidian fracture patterns form in this same way, concentric circles within circles. Water ripples. Fingerprints are often concentric circles. Planetary ring systems, Saturn being the most obvious. Certain galaxies have this pattern. Supernova explosions, some aurora. Onions, of course, are circles within circles. Certain flowers have these patterns. Certain moth wing patterns exhibit the same design. Some diatoms. Various types of seashells. You know, it would help if you could get the visual effect here and see these pictures. It's just astonishing. It's really beautiful to look at. Sea urchins and amoebas have circles within circles often, you know, patterns on their backs. Some bacterial colonies form that way, not only as spirals, but as concentric circles within circles. Radioisotope decay halos are circles within circles. Bone tissue under a microscope exhibits this pattern. Hailstones, rainbows, of course, and even magnetic fields are concentric circles. Then you have radial patterns, that is, like sunburst designs, you know, where you have these rays shooting out from a central point. Pyrite suns show this. If you guys haven't ever seen those, just Google that. Pyrite sun. They're awesome. And to this day, scientists don't even know what they are or how they formed, I should say. But they're these beautiful gold-colored, shiny, silvery, circular, you know, radial patterns. They don't know if they're fossils or some kind of a crystalline structure. Who knows? But they're awesome to look at. Barite nodules have the same thing. Wavelite, another mineral, forms in crystals that have these radiating patterns. Malachite and natrolite crystals form these radiating sprays. Urchins, crinoids, anemones, certain jellyfish, certain corals, gooseneck barnacles form radiated patterns. Guys, the list goes on and on. You know, even look at the octopus, the way its legs irradiate out from a central point. Squid, of course, the same thing. Diatoms do this, radiolarians on the microscopic level, foraminifers. You've got various types of plankton that do this, some algae, certain protozoa, pufferfish, and lumpfish have these irradiating spike patterns coming out from this center, pointing out in every direction. Various types of shells will do this, especially limpets. Flowers, of course, have an irradiating pattern. Many forms of cactus do this, olive leaf scales, pricklers, burdock seed pods. The interior of citrus fruits, you know, you cut an orange open, you look at that irradiating pattern. Kiwi fruit will do it. Tilia stem cross sections. The underside of most mushroom caps show irradiating patterns. Talk about that some more, guys, when we get back. It's amazing, this stuff. Stick with us.
Safely Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Continuing on here, talking about radial patterns. I mean, it just goes on forever. You see them in many types of pollen, lotus leaves, dandelion greens and seeds, spider plants, spiders, of course, with their legs, the way they radiate out. Spider webs have irradiating patterns. Anise seeds, peacocks, the way they spread out their tails, forms excellent, you know, irradiating patterns. Cancer cells, believe it or not. Mouse retina. The hooks and suckers of tapeworms. The iris of the human eye. Bone tissue. Some bacterial colonies. Ray craters. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. All throughout nature, we see these patterns over and over. We also have branching patterns that pop up all over the place. You know, it looks like the way tree branches grow. You have water channels that branch out that same way. Snowflakes often do. Frost on a window. Growth patterns in bacteria, algae, often, you know, coral. They branch out like tree branches. Lightning bolts, blood vessels, antlers. Moth antenna. Fish gill filaments, of course, trees themselves and, you know, their root systems and their branches, leaf veins, magnesium oxide dendritic crystals grown, you know, growing patterns in quartz and limestone in that same way, sodium carbonate crystals, crack formations, neurons, you know, brain cells have these dendritic tree branch patterns to them, seaweed, bronchial tubes, ant and termite borings, suchulines in fossil ammonite and baculite shells, and gallium oxide crusts. I mean, on and on. How about wave patterns? You know, we see those repeated all throughout nature. You got sound waves, light waves, water waves. On and on it goes. Why is the question? You know, why do we see these same patterns over and over? Is it a divine fingerprint type thing? Scientists really don't have an answer. Once again, you see these patterns in living and non-living things. You see them on massive scales out in the universe, galaxies, whole star systems forming, you know, spirals. You also see them on the microscopic level, tiny microscopic organisms that form spirals that look just like galaxies. You know, what's going on here? Do these shapes begin at the atomic level? When we see them in massive scale, is it a reflection of something going on at the atomic or subatomic level? Who knows? But anyway, let's move on to anomalies with physics. Why does nature so often employ the inverse square law? Some examples include Newton's law of gravitation and Coulomb's law of electrostatic interaction, both of which require that the strength of the coupling between two bodies decreases with the inverse square of the distance between them. Or, when you increase the distance twofold, the weakening of the force increases fourfold. You know, the same holds true, of course, with the light flux, which decreases with the inverse square of the distance from its source. Why do we have this law popping up with so many different forces in nature? Does all this imply a relationship between gravity? You know, is that the missing link? They've always had a hard time trying to correlate gravity with the other three known forces in nature, the weak and strong atomic forces and the electromagnetic force. There is a connection there. Gravity has the same thing, you know, this inverse square law. What gravity doesn't have, or seem to have, as far as we can tell anyway, is a negative force, a repulsive force. That seems to be the one problem of, you know, why it can't be connected with the other forces. Then there are those who claim that gravity isn't really a force at all, emanating from the atom, which is what most scientists believe. Some believe gravity simply is, you know, a centrifugal force or an inertial force. I think I mentioned before in a previous show, one theory, I don't necessarily subscribe to it, but it is interesting. Technically, you can't prove it wrong. There's a few scientists who believe that gravity results from expansion of the Earth at a pretty rapid rate, that the Earth is expanding, you know, every second about, what is it, three meters, 9 feet. His argument is that everything else is expanding on the atomic level at the same rate so that you can't tell, you know, because everything is growing proportionately. But he argues, and, you know, technically you can't prove him wrong because it's like the argument, you know, when you're in a car and you see a car moving, you think it's, you can't tell if it's you moving. You know, you look out of the corner of your eye and you see the car next to you moving. You go to hit the brake because you think it's you moving, and then you realize, oh, it's him backing up, you know. It's all in your perspective. It's sometimes it's hard to tell who's really moving and who's not moving. So, you know, when you fall out a window, is it you that's moving toward the ground or is the ground moving toward you, that type of a thing? Well, you know, technically, gravity and that feeling of inertia really are one and the same. There's really no difference. So is gravity just inertia, or is it its own separate force? Anyway, guys, short break. Stick with us. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Now we're going to start getting into some really funky stuff. Here's an interesting point. Matter, regardless how hard and dense it might be, is made up essentially of nothing, because the atoms that comprise it are made up essentially of nothing. In fact, if the nucleus of an atom could be expanded to an inch in diameter, its cloud of orbiting electrons would be a mile away. That's how, you know, tenuous the atom is. There's literally no substance to it at all, basically. Again, if the nucleus was the size, was an inch across, if you could expand it to an inch across, the orbiting clouds of electrons, which would be mere little specks of dust, would be a mile away. Atoms are made up almost of absolutely nothing. And, you know, that one-inch nucleus essentially isn't even matter, quote-unquote. It's more concentrated energy. But before we get more into that, let me talk about another analogy here. If an orange were expanded to the size of the Earth, one of its atoms would be the size of a cherry. So think of a cherry. how small a cherry is compared to the size of the earth. And that's how small a single atom is compared to the size of an orange. That's astonishing. Atoms are incredibly, infinitely tiny little substances. And yet, this is what matter is made up of. And as we just saw, those atoms that make up matter are made almost of nothing. So matter really is a bunch of nothingness. You know, you look at the surface of your desk, it's solid. You know, you tap on it, it's hard. But really, there's nothing there. Yeah, you know, if you could shrink yourself down small enough, you could pass right through that so-called solid object. It appears to have solidity because of our perspective. And because those atoms made of nothingness are so compacted, so close together. And, you know, again, we're so much bigger, but the reality is there's nothing but space really there. Just a few randomly scattered particles. It's really bizarre, guys, when you start delving into the mechanics of science. An atom's protons and neutrons comprise the overwhelming bulk of the entire atom. The electrons, again, add almost no volume at all to the atom. Most of its bulk comes from the nucleus, the protons and the neutrons. On the atomic level, all of the elements are actually interchangeable, literally. Alchemy really is a science. It is possible. In fact, it's been done. Problem is it's, you know, right now anyway, the only way we know how to do it, it's very expensive. But, you know, you can change one atom to another just by altering its nucleus, changing the protons. Thus, again, on the atomic level, all matter really is made up of the same essential elements, the same interchangeable parts. Everything looks the same on the subatomic level. Just different numbers of particles, but the same essential basic particles make up all matter. Think about that. You know, you look at a piece of gold and a piece of, sulfur. They're totally different, right, from our perspective. But if you could shrink down to the subatomic level, the particles that make them up are exactly the same. It's just that there's different numbers of them. That's all it is. But it gets stranger than that, of course. All subatomic particles are both particles and waves, probably in the form of two-dimensional vibrating strings. At least that's one of the current theories. No telling if it's correct or not, but it seems to make sense. The greater the frequency of the vibration, according to the theory, the greater the energy emitted by, and the greater the density of the atom, such as uranium. The theory states that the strings that make up uranium atoms are vibrating more intensely. Thus, it's more dense and emits more radiation. This is related to the concept that matter is really concentrated energy, which is what Einstein had brought to the table. The two actually appear to be different manifestations of the same thing, or different forms of the same thing. You know, matter can be converted into energy, and vice versa. Energy can be converted back into matter. They're apparently interchangeable. The first atomic bomb was simply that, just turning matter into its raw form of energy. So if you put it that way, our bodies are loaded with energy. And, you know, it's crazy that we're so dependent on oil, because if we knew how to tap into it, we could probably take just the tip of our fingernail and have enough energy in there to provide us with all, you know, the electricity we need, or the power to generate electricity, for our entire lifetime and probably the next 20 generations of our offspring. Literally, there's enough energy in the tip of your fingernail to do that. You can probably power half the planet with, you know, you could power the whole planet with all the energy that's locked away inside of you. Think about that. Matter only seems solid, once again, guys, because of the rapidity of the moving atoms and molecules that comprise it, and because of the forces binding together these atoms and molecules. But the spaces between these molecules, these atoms, is absolutely enormous. A rather crude analogy is a moving pendulum. You know, when you see a pendulum move, if it's going fast enough, it looks like one solid curved-shaped object. But, of course, we know that isn't true. It just has the illusion that it's a solid object because it's moving so fast. And that's really what solid matter is, what we call solid matter. It really isn't. It's just because all of the, you know, infinitesimally small particles that comprise it are constantly rotating around each other, and it gives the illusion of solidity. In fact, if you would have touched that moving pendulum anywhere in its path, you're going to hit a solid object. It's going to feel like a solid object if you touch it over to the left side of its swing or over to the right side or in the middle. It doesn't matter because it's going so fast, and anywhere you put your finger, you're going to hit it. So it feels like a solid object, but it's not. And again, that's how matter is. It's not a solid object. It's just moving so fast it feels like it is. We perceive the planets and stars, guys, as round spheres, of course, moving around the sun, right? But what if we saw them as small as a subatomic particle? In other words, what if we could shrink the entire solar system down, to a subatomic particle? And say we could view that subatomic particle through an extremely powerful microscope. Wouldn't the solar system look like a solid particle to us? All of those moving chunks of debris around the center of the sun, they're moving. They would be moving so fast from that perspective, it would look like one solid body to us. But if we could zoom in closer and closer, we'd see that that solid body is made up of a bunch of tiny little particles moving around this big particle. I'm simply trying to make the point that it's all in our perspective. The solar system would seem, from that distance, from that perspective, to be one solid body. It's not. Nothing is really solid. Nothing really has any substance to it. And I'm not just talking in the political world. Seriously, matter really doesn't have any substance to it. When you get down to the smallest fundamental particles of nature, it just appears to be energy, moving waves that appear to be particles sometimes, but really are nothing but energy or moving waves. Is that all that we are? It would appear so. You know, science backs this up. We're nothing but animated energy, if you will. And so we're really dealing with illusions. Boy, that's true in many ways in this world, isn't it? The whole political world is one big illusion. But it would appear that matter itself is an illusion. Everything we see is, you know, we think it's the way it is, but it really isn't. It's just the way our senses perceive it because of the scale that we're at. But things really aren't the way they appear. They really aren't. And I'm not trying to get metaphysical here or mystical. I'm just stating a reality from what we can tell with our most advanced instruments. You know, this is what we're dealing with. Matter really doesn't exist if you want to get technical. Matter really is nothing but energy, concentrated energy. What we are dealing with here, again, is just a problem of scale. We see the universe the way that we do because of our limited perspective of scale. We're much bigger than atoms and molecules, yet we're much smaller than stars and galaxies. So does this blur our perception of the universe and its components? I think it does. As far as subatomic particles exhibiting characteristics of waves, this is not so unusual. We know that water, again, is made up of particles, molecules, but it exhibits wave patterns. So, you know, we can understand things being waves and particles at the same time. Speaking of subatomic particles, neutrinos are a fascinating thing to discuss. Right now, at this moment, there's literally thousands of them passing through your body as though it isn't there. As a matter of fact, neutrinos pass right through the Earth as though it isn't there. Neutrinos are so tiny, they don't even know if they have mass, but they can be measured. They've gone deep, deep in the Earth, hundreds, thousands of feet underground into deep recesses, you know, into caves. And they measure just as many neutrinos down there as they do as if they were on the surface of the ground. And, you know, neutrinos come up from underneath the ground at the same rate they do from up above, from the sky. There's neutrinos passing right through the earth, coming through your floor, going right up through you, just as many as there are coming through your ceiling, coming down at you. It's amazing. They literally pass right through the earth as though it isn't there. But, you know, that sounds difficult to fathom until you realize, as I said, that matter is made up essentially of nothing. So realizing how absolutely minuscule neutrinos are, then it's no big deal for them to pass right through the so-called solid earth, because the earth isn't solid. The earth, just like everything else, is made up of atoms, which are made up of almost nothing. These neutrinos are infinitely smaller than an atom. They pass right through the earth and all of its atoms as though there were no matter there at all. Incredible. But, you know, to help illustrate how that can work, did you know you pass through solid, seemingly solid objects all the time? The atmosphere, you could say, is solid in a sense. The air we walk through every day, we're walking right through billions and trillions of atoms and molecules of air. Yet we walk right through it with ease, right? Well, that's kind of how it is with a neutrino. It goes right through all those atoms with ease, because the air molecules are scattered. They're spread apart. They're not solidly compressed. If you compressed them, you couldn't pass through them. Air, the air of our atmosphere, would seem like a solid if you could compress it enough. Just like the Earth seems like it's a solid because it's compressed enough to seem like a solid to us. But it's no more a solid than the air is a solid to us. It's no more a solid to, you know, just like the air isn't a solid to us, the Earth isn't a solid to the neutrinos. I hope I'm making that point clear. You know, this might seem like trivial stuff, but it really isn't. It's fascinating. This is stuff that we just brush over. You don't give much thought about, but it's interesting. The world we live in is filled with interesting facts that people don't take the time to ponder. It's sad. They keep us so busy, and so, you know, they keep our attention focused on so many other things that this stuff seems boring. But if you really stop and contemplate it, this isn't boring at all. This is fascinating. It's this phony reality they presented to us that's boring, folks. Let me move on here. Coming back to our discussion of atoms as a whole, the atom is actually 99.99999999% empty space. But even the few particles within atoms that we might call matter, as I said, might only be pockets of energy and not matter at all. Thus, there might not be any such thing as what we call matter. There's about a billion atoms that are said to be able to fit on the point of the finest pin. A billion atoms. Yet one of those tiny specks contain enough energy to destroy tens of thousands of square miles of property. How can that be? A billion atoms can fit, again, on the head of a pin, on the point of a pin. And yet, just one of them, you know, as we saw with Hiroshima or Nagasaki, can destroy tens of thousands of square miles. To get down to the size of an atom, this is interesting. If you took a pie, I got this from a good friend, Mr. Carl Sagan there, his Cosmos series. If you took a pie and kept cutting it in halves, in other words, you cut the pie in half, then you take one of those halves and cut that in half. Then you take that quarter piece, cut that in half, and you keep going. How many cuts would it take to get down to an atom? As small as an atom is, believe it or not, it would only take 90 cuts. But remember, you're cutting each half in another half each time. You cut that half, then you take one of those halves, cut that in half, take one of those halves, cut that. Do that 90 times, and that would take you down to the size of an atom. Guess how many atoms it would take to fill the entire known universe? Only 10 to the 80th power. Now, when I say only, that's actually an enormous number. But when you write it in that, in those terms, it seems rather small. 10 to the 80th atoms could squeeze into the whole known universe. It doesn't seem, you know, that much when you put it that way. Atoms can never be seen, of course, guys. Did you know that? It doesn't matter how advanced we become with our technology and our ability to magnify things. No microscope, no electron microscope or any microscope of any kind, no instrument of any kind will ever, ever be able to enable us to see atoms. Imagine that. We'll never really know what an atom looks like. Doesn't matter how advanced our technology gets. And you know why? Because atoms are too small for any wavelength of light to bounce off of them. So you can never see them. They're too small. Interesting. All right, guys. Some more interesting stuff when we get back. Stick with us.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Host Charles Giuliani. Talking about weird anomalies in nature. So, you can never see an atom. Inside the confines of the atom, it is perpetually dark. There's no light ever seen in an atom. Again, light cannot penetrate it. There's no concept of light inside the atom. Interestingly enough, you look out in the universe, and with the exception of the scattered little star or galaxy here or there, there's no light either. It's perpetually dark. Wouldn't it be interesting? Here's a thought to ponder. What if we live inside of a giant atom? What if all the stars we see are subatomic particles? And beyond that blackness, we can't see anything but blackness because light can't enter in this mini universe we live in, this little atom. But outside, there is light. Outside that world that we, you know, this whole known universe that we think is so vast. What if it is just, in fact, an atom made up mostly of nothingness? And that the whole universe is atoms within atoms within atoms. You know, we look down at the microcosm, you know, it just keeps going, it seems like, forever. You get these tiny little particles, these little atoms, and then those atoms are broken up into subatomic particles. But what if we're inside of a tiny atom of another big universe? Who knows? Who's to say? Interesting thought to ponder. Think about it. To an amoeba, a tiny amoeba floating in a pond, the whole universe is that pond. In the course of the amoeba's lifetime, it might float around the entire pond and get to see the whole pond and think that that's all there is, because it doesn't know anything about what goes on outside the pond. It doesn't even know that there is an outside beyond that pond. That's all it's ever known. And that pond seems enormous to it. You know, almost infinite in size. In fact, most amoebas probably never see even a tenth of the pond that they live in. You know, they just float in one small area. But, you know, they think that that's all there is. And as far as they're concerned, not that they even have eyes, but, you know, if they had eyes, they could see that the pond goes on forever. They could never see the edge of the pond. It's too big for them. And so they'll think that that small, finite pond is an infinity. And yet that pond is just a tiny little puddle of water, if you will, on a vast continent, part of a much bigger Earth, which is inside of a huge solar system, which is only orbiting one star in a vast island universe called the Milky Way, which is only one of trillions of such galaxies in a vast universe, which may in fact be just a tiny atom inside another massive universe. You know what I'm saying? So just like the amoeba thinks that that lake is the whole known universe, our known universe that we can see with our father, you know, our most powerful telescope, maybe this is just the little pond we're swimming in, you know, just a small section of a much broader, much larger universe. Who knows? Something to think about. It blows the mind. It's also interesting to note that subatomic particles such as electrons spin or rotate as well as revolve around the nucleus, just like a large, you know, like large heavenly bodies, you know, they spin. They also rotate around the nucleus, if you will, around the sun. What goes on in the large scale goes on the small scale. Centrifugal force seems to be a stabilizing factor no matter what the scale. All right, guys, another short break. Stick with us. Be right back.